Okay, Lashon Rambam is Megumgum, Perek Tes Halacha Zayin. But interesting, Ramachal Kezayis, it should be Bein Mi Pesach Rishon, Bein Mi Pesach Sheni. And he has L'meshumad L'avod Azor, same thing, L'mom L'avod Azor. O L'ger Toshav, O L'socher. But look at the Rambam himself, it's difficult. Hareza over below Sasa, Vein Aloka. Okay, Avol Makin Osa Makas Mardas. So the Rambam states clearly that if you machil it to a mumra l'avod azara, that mumra l'avod azara means even Israel, or to a ger tosha, or to a socher, so you're over in a lo sasa. Right, you're over in a lo sasa. And he says, and then he goes back and he says, ben necho omar batar zeh over el necho. So presumably he's explaining mumra l'avod azara. Right? And then he starts over again. What is this? That's what he just said already.
Yeah, that's
because
it says the
possible. Yeah, I know. So he should have said, Hamachal Kazayas Men Pesach. Le Bami Pesach, Memzoshin, Le Mumlavad Azara, Ola Ger Toshav, Ola Sachir, Arezov Velosa, Sashinemar, Toshav Sachar Leochabo. I understand, but what does he have to start over again? He should have said, Uben Nechon Vatarazov El Nechor. I mean, the Rambam should say, I guess, Amachal Kezayas, Bami Pesach Rishon, Bami Pesach Shin, Le Mumlavad Azara is over Belov. The Chsiv, Uben Nechor Leochabo, Uben Nechor Zov El Nechor. V'chein ha-machil l'ger toshav ol-asochir. It's over belov, shenemar. Toshav asochir l'yochabar. That's what Ram should have written. Ram is very cumbersome. What did he say? V'ein machil m'men l'nochir fil l'ger toshav ol-asochir. I mean, he said already ha-machil. Kizayis men ha-pesach. Is l'toshav ol-asochir y'over belov. What? Yeah, he didn't say nochri. I mean, so obviously it's kal v'chom l'nochri. I mean, what is that? Nachri's mutter. The Ravid's catch. Ravid asks the question. Ravid's question is, what do you have to say? According to the Rambam, it's Ger Toshav. Ger Toshav is an oral. Call a goyim arelim. That's the Ravid's catch. And then we have the catch of why the Rambam says that by oral, he says, oral shoch gazayis mepsapes logish nema kol oral lo yochabo. Right? Bo hu shein ochal, aval ochal hu matzah mar. So what is Rambam telling you? That there's a chiyuv, like Taisvis? If that's the case, why does it say v'chein mutter l'hachal matzah mar l'ger toshav l'socher? What about Taisvis kasha? V'chein matzah mar kedusha yesh bo. So why does it say v'chein mutter l'hachal matzah mar l'ger? What is v'chein mutter l'hachal? I mean, it has nothing to do with it before. Before is the oral is chayev. And over here, it's a different thing. And what do you have to say? It's mutter to give him matzah bar anyways. Can't give him matzah bar. And then the Ravid is another kasha. The Ravid says, why doesn't the Rambam include the even Yisrael, Shein Mamuni, not allowed to feed him? What about Yisrael, Shein Mamuni? The whole lach of money on a carbon Pesach. You have to have money on a carbon Pesach. Yeah. Rav is learning that the Chiddush is, even though he's a Toshav, if he's an Eina Mamuna, even though he's a Toshav, he lives with you, or he works for you. So you might think that he doesn't have to, that he can be Nigrar after you. Kamash Malan, no. So Rav gets out of problem. Okay. But the Rambam is difficult. On a lot of counts, this is a difficult Rambam. Yeah, they say, because it doesn't say Lo Sachilum, Beferish. It just says Toshav Asachal Lo Yochalba. So since it doesn't say Beferish, so there's no Malkus. You see, the halacha in Achilas HaPesach is not a simple halacha that you should eat the carbon Pesach. That's all there is to it, like Achilas Matzah. But the din of Achilas HaPesach requires certain conditions. There are certain conditions in the Achilas HaPesach. There are certain conditions in the Achilas HaPesach. All right? Yeah, where do you see the halacha that there's conditions in the Achilas HaPesach? What is the main institution? What? No. Chabura. That's right, Chabura. Chabura is the institution of Achilas HaPesach. That it's been nechal b'chabura achas and not in two chaburas, and you can't be motzi from one chabura to another chabura. I can't be motzi from the chabura. I mean, the whole sugya's in this, but that's the basic halacha of chabura. So chabura is the achilas of Pesach is nitfas in an achilas chabura. Certain conditions of the achila, and if you violate these conditions, so you violate the kiyum. It's a violation in the kiyum achilas of Pesach. It's a violation in the kiyum achilas of Pesach, right? If you take out of the chabura, right?
Yeah.
So now the thing is like this. When the halacha says that you shouldn't be machil to a ger toshav, okay, to a ger toshav, for instance, a guy. So what is the iser? Is the iser simply because the guf haPesach requires a kiyum achila and there's no kiyum achila? There's no kiyum achila of Pesach al yedei goy, any yehudi, right? Is that the iser? You see, or is the iser a violation of the kiyum achilas of Pesach, like chabur? In other words, the situation Pesach, the kiyum achilas of Pesach requires a certain situation. That it must be a chabur, must be a group of people that eat together, and you can't be motzi from that chabura, right? So is the iser of being machil to a guy, is it you're not allowed to cause the Pesach to lack in its kiyum achila, its halacha in the guf haPesach, or is it a violation of the conditions of achila, like chabura? That you're not allowed, that this is a condition of achila, is that you alone should eat it, and you can't share it with a guy. So the sharing it with a guy is a violation of the kiyum of the kiyum achila, not the kiyum achila in the guf haPesach, but the kiyum achila in the conditions of the Pesach. See, there's a halacha, there's a gavra ha'ochel in Pesach. In Pesach, there's an institution of a gavra ha'ochel. I don't mean a gavra ha'ochel in terms of the gavra being a kind of mitzvah. That's of course. I mean, there's a special system of a gavra ha'ochel. And the system is basically chabura. And if you motzi from the chabura, so the gavra ha'ochel, it lacks in the kiyum of the gavra ha'ochel. He breaks the kiyum of the gavra ha'ochel. Of course, there's certain conditions that the gavra ochel has to fulfill. Okay, so now the question we have to ask is like this: if you machil it to a guy, what is the issa to be machil to a guy? Is it from the framework of the cheftza of the guf haPesach, or is it from the framework of the gavra ochel? The gavra ochel can't, just like he has to eat in the chabura. He can't eat outside the chabura, so he can't share the Pesach with a guy. That's a tarti desasri to the conditions of the achila. It's not a lav on the guf haPesach. It's a lav on the conditions of achila, like outside the chabura. Do you know what I mean? You understand? Right. So what I want to say is that the Rambam learned differently than everybody else. That the Rambam learned that the lav is not in terms of the lack of the kiyum haPesach. That the Torah doesn't have to say. I mean, of course, the Pesach has a kiyum, and you're not allowed to be mafsid kachim. So if you give it to a guy, so you mafsid kachim. But that would be just a din like all kachim. You're not like mafsid kachim. But the love over here is a special love that the guy can't participate in your achila. He's excluded from the achila. He has to be excluded from this achila. And if he participates, so then you're over a love. Okay, allowing him to participate is a breach in the conditions of the achila. That's the special love. Okay. All right? So what would that help us? What would that help us?
Matzah mar.
Because now you can understand what the Rambam's, why the Rambam says, by Toshav Asachir, Avol hu ochel, Avol v'chein mutal achol matzah mar l'gatosh. Because you might think that since matzah and maror is a part of the conditions of achila, because al matzah samram yachluhu, so he can't share in the conditions of the achila as well. You see. So that's what the Rambam says. No, that it's mutal achol matzah maror. But let's take a look carefully at the Rambam. See, the Rambam's like this. You see, let's go back now. With this idea, let's go back over to Rambam, okay? So first he says, Amachel kezayis min ha-bein min Pesach Rishon, bein Pesach Shein, l'mumar l'avod ha-zorah, o l'ger toshav ha-l'socher, ha-rezov b'los ha-se. U'ben nechor ha-mbatar ha-zeh ha-oved el nechor. It means even if he's a Yisrael. So the Rambam is explaining that you're over a lav if you should share with one of these three, you're over a lav. Okay? Not because of the Kim Pesel. That's why the Ravitz Kasha is no Kasha. Because the Ravitz Kasha is that he's an Oral. It's true that he's an Oral, but an Oral is a problem. But it's true he's an Oral, but you still need a Lav, because he may be an Oral. So that's just a question of being Mafsid Kachim. But where do you see that there's a love of sharing with him and breaking the conditions of that the sharing is a breach in the conditions of Achilas HaPesach? That's a different concept. So even though he's an Orel, so I know that there's no key in Achilas HaPesach, but the Rambam's not learning that the love is to cause, that this love came to tell you that you can't cause the Hefsid Kachim of Karban Pesach. The lav is a special lav which is based on the specific institution of the kiyum of achilas haPesach, the conditions, special conditions, like chabura, and that's why it fits in very well. The Rambam has this halacha right after he gets finished with the din of chabura, follows right after. You see, So it follows right after. Because that's the way the Rambam learns that's the specific nature of this love. It's not a love in being mafsa the kiyum of the Karban Pesach. That's not masa. But here, to be over this love in specific, you have to share it. That's a special love that it can't be shared with the guy. Even though the guy's an oral, it doesn't matter. But you can't share it with the guy. Okay. That's very good, very good, very good. Okay, but I didn't take up all yet. Hold on a second. Okay, hold on a second. That's very good observation. But it's like this. Now, now why does Ram start again? You see? The answer is because the Rambam's explaining that the love is Toshav Asachir. But what is the nature of the love? The nature of the love is that he can't share with you in the Pesach. So since that's the case, it's not dafka a love on Toshav Asachir. You understand? It's a guy. And Toshav Asachir is afilu Toshav Asachir. Afilu Toshav Asachir. So even though, so it comes out like this, what the Rambam is saying is like this. In terms of the love, you have to go by the Pasuk. That Toshav Asachir lo yochobo. So that's where the love is. But when you understand the idea of the lav is to share with the toshav and socher in the conditions of the it's a lav in the condition of the chilas pesach. So you understand that guy is certainly us. It's a filu toshav and socher. So that's what Ram has to explain again, that the nature of the lav is to share. So therefore, guy is also. But Goy is not technically not the love, because the Pasuk doesn't say by Goy. It says Toshav Asachir LeYehova. So it's not over a love, but in terms of the Isser, it's the same Isser. Ein machilin mimeno, because that's the nature of the Isser, that you shouldn't be machil even to a Toshav Asachir. Okay, you shouldn't share with the Toshav and Asachir. So even a Toshav Masach Yishuv, the Rambam's explaining the love of Toshav Masach. As it comes back again to explain it, they machilin mimenu lenachri afilu get Toshav Masach Hashem Toshav Masach leyorabal. So he means to say, now he's explaining what the love is. The love isn't the love of Toshav Asachit. The love is the iser of having the Toshav Asachir share in the Pesach. It's an iser in terms of the derech kiyum achiloso. The derech kiyum achiloso. It's a violation of the derech kiyum achiloso. So he says, if that's the case, so certainly it's a goy. But the Torah mentions Toshav Asachit means even. So in terms of the love, you only can go by the pasuk. What's open in the pasuk is a love. Not open in the pasuk is not a love. But in terms of the Isser is identical. It's even worse. Because in terms of the breach in the kiyum of the derech achiloso, the goy is even worse. Even though it's not in the pasuk. But in terms of the love, so the Rambam had to split it up into two parts. What the love is based on a pasuk. So love is on Toshav Masachit. But the nature of the Isser is to share with the Toshav Masachit in your chabura of Achilas HaPesach. He can't partake of it. He has to be excluded from the chabura, from the Derech Achilasa. And it's a breach, and it's a breach in the Kiyum Derech Achilasa that he shared with you in it. That's the special love. You see? So that's what the Rambam explains, that it's not just Toshav Asachir, it's Ein Machil Memeno Lugoy Afilu Toshav Asachir. So in terms of the Isser, it's even worse. But in terms of the love, a love is only what's openly in the Pasuk. So openly in the Pasuk is only Toshav Asachir. Many times, yeah. That's even though you don't have, even though the love, because the love goes by the Torah Shebichsav, what it says openly in the Pasuk. Rambam has that many times. So that's only opening the pasuk. But in terms of the nature of the Yisr, nature of the Yisr is even worse by a guy, because that's the Yisr, the Yisr afilu, even the Toshav Masachit can't share in it. Okay?
Why is the Torah not
including the philosophy? Yeah, the Torah is speaking Dibur Torah Kolash Meyara, the Dibur Kolash Behova. That even the Toshav Masachit you want to share with him, that's absolutely awesome. It's absolutely awesome. That's it. That's right. No, it's a different concept. It's not basar shiyatzo chutz l'chabura, because the guy could be in the chabura. It's a different concept of chutz l'chabura. In other words, chutz l'chabura is a whole system of the physical based upon where it is. The makom ha-karban and the chabura and the people in the chabura, that's the phenomenon of chabura. This is not the phenomenon of chabura, but it's of the same nature in terms of the Isser, but it's a different kind of a breach in the Achila. You understand? But there's two breaches in the Achila. One is outside the Chabura. One is to have the guy sharing. If the guy is sharing, that's also a breach in the Derech Achilasa.
The problem is
he can't be part of the Chabura. See, the Rambam has it after Hilchas Chabura, because the nature of the Isser partakes of the same kind of concept, but it's not the same identity. Chabura has its own identity. But just like eating outside the Chabura is a breach, a violation, and a lav in the Derech Achiloso, so this is also a violation that he shared in the Pesach. It has nothing to do, according to the Rambam, with the fact that the Pesach did not have a kiyum. Okay, it's a separate issa. That's another issa. But not a monui. Not a monui is not in the lav. It's not in the lav. He can't eat it for a different reason, because since he's not a monui, so it's an issa achilas kachim that he's not a monui on. But that'd be a sin on him. But that's not an iser in this lav. This lav is specific. The lav is it shouldn't be shared with three individuals, with the guy, with Ben Nechor. I mean, even though he's Yisrael, but he's considered a guy. He's Oved El Nechor. Okay, that's one. And then you have the Toshav and the Sochir, or Goyim. Okay, Goyim. So basically, that's the nature of that iser. That this achila can't be shared with goyim. Okay, I mean that's basically what it is. Whether it's a Jew that's over the bazaar, or a goy, even if he's not over the bazaar, but if he's a goy or a toshim and a socher, he also can't share. It's a violation in the kiyum achila, the kiyum of the derech achilaso of the carbon. It's just like breaking the chabura, but it's a different type of breaking the chabura. But that's the nature of the yisr. Okay, so there. Okay, right, fellow. Okay, now what's the next halacha? And RL, what would you say by RL? RL shachar kesayis masar pesach loke, shenemar kol RL lo yochal bo. So what is the isser of RL? And then the Rambam says, bohu sheina ochel aval ochelu matzah mara. Does the Rambam mean there's a chi of matzah mara? So does Rambam mean there's a chi of matzah mara? Or I mean, that would be, if you're going to say, for instance, al matzah semrar miachlu, means that the matzah is chayav mibarav tachlu matzahs, but mara there's no chi of, because mara is al matzah semrar miachlu. So there's basically no chi of matzah of mara. Okay. So I mean, the plain lashon of the Rambam is not talking about the chi of. It's talking about bohu shein ochel aval ochel matzah mara. What is the implication from the Rambam? What is the implication of the Rambam? That the iser aral is what? Not that the iser aral is because of the fact that there's no kiyum in the chefetz shel Pesach. There's no kiyum in chefetz shel Pesach. It's just like an einam monoi. But it's just like an ain of money. You know, the ain of money. So why is an oral balav? So the answer is because the oral is a breach that he shares in the achilas haPesach. He can't participate. He can't share in the achilas. That's the lav. He's a tarti de sasri. So therefore, it's not simply that the oral has a worse kiyum than an ain of mamuna, ain of monoi. You understand what I mean? As far as that's concerned, he's laying in money. He can't eat it. But the lav on the RL is that he can't participate in the chabura that eats the carbon pesach because he's a tarti de sasri. It's a special lav. But over here, the Rambam says, bohu ein ochel aval ochel matzah mara. He says, "V'chein mutal hachel matzamar leget tosh v'socha." What does the oral have to do with get tosh v'socha? Get tosh v'socha is not chayv mitzvahs. I mean, he has nothing to do with it, right? What's the v'chein? But if you learn the Rambam this way, it fits in perfectly, because the iser of the oral is the iser for the oral to participate, because he's a tarti de sasri. He can't participate in the achilas in the chaburas achilas of Pesach, and this is called participation. But the only difference is like this. By the Orel, there's no Isser of being Machel. Why? Because since the Orel is Chayev B'mitzvahs, so he's a Gavra himself. So the Isser sets itself up on him. He can't do it. You understand what I mean? You follow?
Okay.
Okay. That's right. I mean, there's no. It's like saying that there's the iser of the iser of achilas chazar. Okay, so the machel is yeah, but I mean, the in other words, insofar as being machel the orel. There's no issa to be machil the oral, because the issa is on the oral since he's a gavra that's chayev b'mitzvahs. But what's the nature of that? So that would just be simply a groma if you lifneiver, if you gave it to him. But the essential issa is placed on him because he's a gavra mitzvah, so the issa is on him that he shouldn't participate. Okay, Masha ain't a kain, the issa by a mumar l'avodah zarah. Okay, who is kofar b'mitzvahs, or a goy, or a toshav, or a sochir, on those individuals are not those individuals are not bar hachi of chiyuvei mitzvah. I mean, a mummer is, but base is a kofer biker, so he becomes vis-a-vis. It can't be a chiyuv on it. It's not a chiyuv on him. He's not going to listen. That's correct. He's basically dinakakum. So therefore, he is a chefza in the iser. He's a chefza in the iser, and the iser is on you to prevent him. Your chiyuv is to prevent him from participation, because he's not a gavran so far as this mitzvah is concerned. And the ben nechor is also not a gavran so far as this mitzvah is concerned. So he comes under the law of machil, you see. But he comes under the law of machil. But the orel, it's the same issa by the orel, but the only thing is, it's a katve munach. It's munach on the gavra of the orel, because he's a barachi of mitzvah. So that's what the Rambam says, by the orel, it's on him, he says. But then it says, bohu she'en ochal aval ochlu matzah morah. But don't think that his achilas matzah morah is a violation of participation in achilas ha-pesach. Okay? And that's why it says, v'chein mutter, l'achil matzah morah l'getosha v'l'sacher. For the same reason. Because just like by Orel, the participation in matzah and maror is not a violation of the conditions of achilas haPesach, so therefore, it's absolutely mutter to be machil the toshim and the socha matzah maror, and there's no violation as well, because you see because the gzeres hakasev of bo will apply to the toshim socha. Because on the surface you'd say, if it's bo shein ochal aval ochal matzah mar, so that's only ever ribui for by oral, so why should it help you by toshim socha? You see, what's the echad of toshim socha? It's bo shein ochal, so the oral can't eat, but the ochal eat matzah mar, but toshim socha maybe matzah mar can't eat either, you see. So the Rambam says, since the isser oral is really what's the nature of the isser, is that he can't participate. And you see that matzah and mara is not considered participation. Since that's the case, so by toshim and socher also it's mutar l'achila. You understand? But if it was a matter, if the Rambam was speaking in terms of the orel's chiyuvim, so you could say, yeah, he's chayev in matzah and mara. But what does that have to do with being machil a toshim and a socher? A toshim and socher shouldn't be machil. So that's why the Rambam is learning that the Isser Oral, all these Issurim are all the same in Zayin Ches. Basically, it's one concept. The concept is that it's a breach in the Derech Achilas HaPesach, in the conditions. It's a tactic associated to the Kiyum of the specific conditions that are necessary for the Achilas HaPesach, which is Chabura. And the Gavra over there is the Gavra HaOchel has specific requirements. And the love is to be a tartar asasri to those requirements. And that would be by RL, or an RL tartar asasri, or a mumalavadazar tartar asasri, or a guy is a tartar asasri. That's the nature of the issa. So therefore, matzah and maror, what it's telling you is that matzah and maror is not a tartar asasri. It's not a tartar asasri, the matzah mar. Even though matzah mar is a component of achilas haPesach, because al matzah mar yachlu, so you might think that if he participates, even in the matzah mar, that's also a breach. Kamash malam bo in ochel of a matzah mar, of a ochel matzah mar. Okay? If the eino manu shares, it's a violation of the kiyum haPesach. But it's not a violation of the derech achiloso that you shouldn't share with him, because he's a Yisrael kasher. He's not a tartar d'sasri. You see, it's a different issa. And that's what you mentioned before, in the Koseris, where it says shelo yochal mimenu orel. That the Yisrael says shelo yochal mimenu orel. All he had to say was same thing as Toshav. Shelo yochal mimenu Toshav v'sacher. Shelo yochal mimenu oral. She just said Shelo yochal oral v'pesach. Okay, So it's he has it exactly the same as the Toshu and Socher, which shows you in the Koseres that it's the same concept. He shouldn't eat mimenu. If it's mimenu, that's a violation of the law. That he's sharing is a violation of the kiyum of the derech, the whole derech achilasa. You see, the same thing by Oral, and it's a very good observation. And same thing by Oral, and the same thing by the Toshu and Socher. Rambam had a different concept of the Issur. Different concept of the Issur. What? As a matter of fact, the Psukim are really, the Parsh is like the Rambam. Why? Because it says like this. Zos chukas ha-pasach is the Parsha. Kol ben nechor le-yochol bo. Okay. Toshu v'socher le-yochol bo. And b'bayis echad ye-yochol lo sotzi min ha-bayis min ha-basa chutzo. Okay. You see? And then the chiyogrit chager again. So you see, in this parsha is the concept of the of bayis echad yochel, the concept of losos and bayis of chabura. So it means it's the same type of iser. It's the same type of iser that the conditions atarti the sasri to the conditions of achila that they should not be shared with these individuals. That's the nature of the iser. That's the nature of the iser. I would say the same thing. He wouldn't be over the law, but the Rambam doesn't say mutter lahachil because he's basically chayv misa. I mean, not allowed to be mahana.
Yeah.
What? But yeah, lahachil shouldn't. That's how. Yeah. He doesn't want to say. Yeah. Rambam says he's going to say mutter lahachil mamal avar zara matzamar. It's not mutter. We wouldn't be over the law, but Rambam thinks you'll understand yourself.
Not
be able to love, but that's, you don't do that. Yeah, it means in other words, it would have been possible to say that even if he shares in that which is a component of the achilas ha-pesach, that also is also. Sometimes Torah is marchik and includes secondary things, but over here the Torah did not include that. No, because the concept is he can't get near it. He has to be removed from it. So you might say that even if you machilo matzah and moror, which is a kiyum and pesach, is also asr. The Torah said even that, to be marchikim, he has to, it's halacha in archaka, that he has to be completely removed from this. So you might say, it could have been, the Torah could have said, that even matzah and moror are not allowed to be machilo, because that's also a component of the pesach. And he has to be completely removed. So that's the bo'ayna ochel, but it doesn't extend to matzah mar. The Torah never extended it to matzah mar. That's the would have been. You're right. What would have been? I don't know. I mean, by the oral, he's by the oral. It's on him because he's a gavra b'mitzvah and he has bechira. It's on him. But what would have been if the Torah would have said? See, if it would have been an iser, you can't say it would have been the matzah mar that's on the table. I mean, it would have to be any matzah and mar, because it would have to be those entities which have halachic value on the Leil HaPesach, and they have halachic value. The cheftz shel mitzvah mar zeh doesn't mean the mar that you're going to eat. So it's the cheftz shel mar. So what would have been with the oral is chayev barav tochel matzah? See, he wouldn't be able. That's it. He wouldn't be able to eat it. I mean, he wouldn't be pot for the mitzvah.
No,
but that's not the way it is. I mean, by the oral, if it were an iser, right? So what's your question? Yes, it'd be aser. It'd be aser. The iser would be any cheftza that has halachic value in the kiyum pesach. He's not allowed to eat. What's that again? Anything. The iser would have been anything which those things which have halachic value in the frame of reference of pesach, and they do because al matzah mar miyachlu. So that would have been the iser. That's what the Rambam is saying. That's the old question. Is a guy usher himself to eat the carbon pesach?
Right.
Right. But we want to spoke about it, right? You want this one, yeah. Mustafa is it as usher.
It is
usher. For him to do it. Because even though it's not Shev Mitzvah B'nei Noach, but he has to accept mitzvahs, and therefore he's breaking the kiyum of the pesach. So he's definitely over Avera. Mustafa. I think it's Machlekes in that. He has to recognize the reality of mitzvahs. It's a reality. So he's openly taking a chefetz shel mitzvah and destroying it. I mean, like is a guy allowed to burn a sefer Torah? Destroy a sefer Torah? Mustafa is not. He's not allowed to do it. He's not allowed to do it because he has to. The reality, he's not chayev b'mitzvahs, but the reality of mitzvahs is a reality to him too. So, I mean, what does Rambam say? That, yes, he keeps shevet mitzvahs because he holds the Torah's emes. So, mustafa is that he's over a series of era. That's a mistake. The shevet mitzvah doesn't mean that's the only thing you do wrong. That doesn't mean that. It's just the Shev Mitzvah are a unique formulation of their own nature, and it's a system by itself. Doesn't mean that's the only thing the guy has to be concerned about, a Shev Mitzvah. It's not true, because you see that in perfection. For instance, a guy that's a Baal Lashon Hara, that's a low level of a human being. I mean, as Rambam said, there's five types of dibur. I mean, and perfection for a guy can be zoche in chayolam haba, but he's not going to be zoche in chayolam haba if he just keeps shevet mitzvah neneach. I know that's he marked for kabbanis, but I mean, he has to keep perfection that the Torah presents and places makes available to him. If he doesn't avail himself of it, then he's not going to be zochel chayel mabo. I mean, he has to do all the things in the even avas Yisrael. I mean, he be chayev in. I mean, not chayev that it's chayev misa, but in terms of perfection, there's no question. All of us. As a matter of fact, it says the Medrash says on by Yonah. It says Vayikru Elokim Bechozka. Pasuk says they did tshuva. So the Yaakov Shimoni brings down. What did they do? What was the tshuva? Menachama Shebekapem. So it says they went even a metzia which they found somewheres, like in a park somewheres that belonged to somebody else that didn't return. They returned it. And if a guy took a brick and he built it into a building and it was gezel, he broke down the whole building and gave back the brick. That's what that was the level of the tshuva of the people of Nineveh. So what, a guy is chayv and hashavas aveda? But the answer is, in terms of perfection, hashavas aveda is perfection. So in terms of a guy is included in every type of perfection that the Torah teaches because he's an adam. I mean, he's not, the only thing is that he as an adam, the machayev is a different machayev. By a guy, the machayev is Adam. By Yisrael, the machayev is two things. It's perfection, but it's also Bris Sinai. That is the greatest injustice to break the Bris Sinai. It's a different, it's a two separate machayev. But you see from the halacha that they return the Aveda, return the Aveda. And then it says that they I forget the rest of the Yaakov goes on Averis Yechayev Skilon. I forget the whole thing over there. They stray from the Torah, even though they're going. So you see clearly that the guy is really the guy in terms of being Zocha as a human being, as an Adam, he's really Kol HaTorah Kuli Yechayev. All those mitzvahs have to do with Shleimus Adam, with perfection. Not mitzvahs have to do with the system itself per se. Yeah, I mean that's the concept of Bris Sinai. What is the concept of Bris Sinai? It means to say that God didn't give the Torah and say, "Here, his wonderful philosophy. Take out of it whatever you want, and that's it." No, it was only given on a Tanai. It was given on a Tanai of Kabbalah. So what does it mean? Kabbalah means that was the condition. We accepted it on this, we accepted it, and it's a bris. So that means that's the greatest injustice to break a bris. I mean, if a person breaks a bris, ben olam l'chaveiro, it's an injustice. So ben olam l'makom is kal v'chomer. I mean, that's the greatest novel. So that's really the concept of Matan Torah, really. That's what the Matan Torah means. It wasn't just given. It's true that if a human being would take out of the Torah all the vehicles of perfection, he'd have a wonderful life, and he's zochel l'chayolam haba. And he'd gain a lot of knowledge, and he'd live a perfected life, live a very good life, the highest level of life. But a guy could do that. That a guy could do. It's only one pasuk, but it's a powerful pasuk. Yeah, what does it mean? What does the pasuk mean? I mean, so how could you bind somebody that doesn't exist yet? I mean, you know. Yeah, so Sadi Gan rejects the idea all in the Shamasu there, because says then what do you mean? What's they say? He says Shai Nenepo. So Yeshem Nenepo. Everybody's po. Now the pshat is very plain. The pshat is the Machayev and the Bris is the ones that accepted it, and receiving it is a Machayev and the Bris. That's what it means. That's what God dictated. That receiving it is a machayev and a bris. So whether you, the ones that Esa Sher Yeshnopo, and the ones that will be the heirs, being an heir is a machayev and a bris. That's what it means. That means that if you're an heir to it, then justice demands that you're a part of this bris. In other words, you can't be a selective heir. I'm an heir to it, and I'll take out the good parts and I like, and the parts I don't think are so good. Let's say halachas which are only nageya to the ummah, but not my personal perfection. So for me, I'm interested. Can't do it. But that's what the pasuk says, that God says that the fact that you're an heir, it is just to be mechayev you. That's just. If you're an heir, then because you, what do you mean, how is that just? In other words, if a person... Because then you're saying that you want to... In other words, there's no option before God to act nonsensically. That's not an option. You understand what I'm saying? In other words, you could say, a person, say, anyone who's an heir, I'm giving a fortune to this person and to his heirs. I say, but there's one requirement, that every year they have to give $1 to this organization. Okay, so the heir is going to have to, if he accepts the fortune, is going to have to give the dollar, right? So you'll say to me, but that heir can say, I don't want the fortune, I don't want to give the dollar. That's true, because there could be, you'd have to show me why rationally, why it's a rational, an option has to be a rational one. So say there's something bad about taking the fortune, so I don't want it. So you have a right to do that, because there's a negative to it. But if there's no negative and it's not rational, you see, with people, you have a right to even be irrational. Say, this is what I want to do. But before God, an option that's not rational is not viable. So there is no option. So that's why you can't reject the Torah, because that's a nonsensical option. So therefore, you have to accept it, because it's the good. And once you do, now justice demands that you're chayev and everything. You understand what I'm saying? You can't say before God a nonsensical option. That's crazy. I mean, that explains Kafal Emar Gagigis. That means to say that God did not allow their irrationality to allow them to reject it.
It's a good metaphor for it, too.
It's a good metaphor.
You can either accept it, or you're
going to
die right here.
Or you're going to die right here. Because this is destruction. That's right. It's a case where you have a choice, but your only option is to accept it. It's because the other option is irrational, and that's before God. That's not an option. So, but the mile of Nasav Nishma means they recognize the good in it. That's to their credit. Nasav Nishma is to their credit, but it's not a reflection of an option. There really is no option.
And they chose it anyway, even though they didn't have an option.
That's right. They chose it. That's right. They freely embraced it. The only thing is, Esa Shei Yesh No Po, Esa Shei Nenu Po, is Bris, which means that Moshe Rabbeinu told them, that you can't take part of this thing. Means that you can't take part of this thing, and since you're taking part, you've got to take the whole thing. That's the L'Avrucha B'Vris. That's the L'Avrucha B'Vris. That's Bris. Bris means you accept the whole thing, and it's an injustice to break any component of it. Yeah, every time, just because you have a Kabbalah doesn't mean you have an option. And the Raya really is Getosha. There's Mekabel on himself, Shev Mizunach. What is Mekabel? He's not Mekabel, he has no right to exist. So you see that Kabbalah does not mean that there's an option not to be Mekabel. Even though there's no option, there still is a concept of Kabbalah. So that's really Kabbalah Satara. That's a free Yisrael, that was Kabbalah Satara. Kabbalah Satara does not mean that there was an option. But there still is Kabbalah, because it means that you accept it upon yourself. You accept it upon yourself. It means you moved into that reality of the value of the thing, and you embrace the thing. That's Kabbalah. Yeah, Shev Mitzvah means that God says you have no right to exist unless you keep these Sheva Mitzvahs. It's not, there's no human existence. It's a societal mandate. Yeah, because by Sinai it says was kafalei makagigis. So it means apparently they didn't rid themselves of an irrational element. You see, but that's in Sinai. But in Purim they what do you call it? Yeah, that's right. Purim they did it. They willingly accepted it. That's they have three parshas, right? So the first parsha is the parsha that deals with all the effects of the Karban Pesach. That's a Chodesh Elochem Rosh Chodesh. And that's why the Venosnos Adam al Stemzus v'Lamashkov, because that's an effect of the Karban Pesach. And then the halachic effects of the Karban Pesach. And Shivas Yom Matzis Techelu, the halacha of Yontif, the halacha of Shmatem Samatzos, the Issa Seor, the Chiv Chorus. I mean, all the things that result from the Karban Pesach is the first parsha. Then you have the next parsha, which isolates the whole essence of the Zrikas HaKarban, of the Zrikas HaKarban, Akravas HaKarban, Zrikas HaKarban, both philosophically and halachically. Okay? And philosophically and halachically. So somebody asked me a good question. Why does it have twice Vav Hashem and Gofes Mitzrayim? Why is it repeated in the second parsha when you have it in the first parsha? Vavati Mitzrayim Balayla Zevikes Kol Chavar Mitzrayim. But the answer is because to show you that the reason for the dam on the mezuzah and on the mashkaf, which was bifnim, like Rashi says, or pasuk Vaydalim Lachem Laos, is that they should be aware that it's the akrovas of Pesach that brings about the Hatzalah, the mitzvah of Pesach. So that's why it says Vavarti twice, because it is really because of the Karban Pesach, and the dam was that they were aware is because of the mitzvah. So that's why it mentions it twice. Okay, because it's the two Kiyum and Pesach, the Kiyum Zrikas of Pesach and the Kiyum and the Bias. Okay, so that's basically the second parsha. Second parsha is also the mitzvah of Sipur, because that's the whole concept of Sipur, Mishchu. That's the second parsha. Then you have one third parsha. Third parsha is the parsha of Zos Chukas HaPasach. That's what we did yesterday. The parsha of Zos Chukas HaPasach, Kol Benecha LaYochal Bo, that's the Tnoe Kiyum Achilasa. The Tnoe Kiyum Achilasa. Kol Benecha LaYochal Bo, Tosh V'Socha LaYochal Bo, by the din of chabura, and that's what the Rambam shows, that the Rambam holds that Toshu V'Sachu L'Yochabo is an extension of the din of chabura, an extension of din chabura, and that's why the heter of matz and mar, because since it's an extension of the din chabura, not a din in the gavra, in the kiyum carbon of the gavra. And that's why the issur is Toshu V'Socha. So therefore, you need a limud to teach you that matzen morah is not, he's not also matzen morah, which is a chelik of the kviyas of the korban. So those are the three parshas. Those are the three different parshas. Okay, three different parshas, three different areas. Okay. So now we're up to what? Now we're up to the ben ko ben echal yahavah. So the Gemara says that avalochel pesel daras. Amakrov avadata elabo lamali bo hamoras dos poselas. Vein hamoras dos poselas b'tshurma. Okay. Yeah. So what's the halacha? The halacha is, it's an amazing halacha. Amazing halacha. That what, that by truma, halacha is that hamoras dos is not a posel. Even though it's a meshuma l'avodah zarah. Amazing thing, huh? And the halacha by truma, by the way, is that oral is a posel by truma. So it's a strange phenomenon, isn't it? That by truma, the halacha is that an orel who's an onos, right, is also bachilas truma. He's simply an onos, but a meshumet is mutter. Strange system, huh? I mean, that's the halacha. I mean, I don't think the Ram mentions it in truma, but he mentions oral. He mentions oral. I mean, it is something that demands an explanation. But that's the halacha. Right?
Yeah.
You checked it out. Truma oral is mentions in... I don't think he mentions the halacha. I think he mentions the halacha of... What do you call it? Of Hamaras Das by Truma.
If it's mutter, he doesn't need to.
A what?
If it's mutter, he doesn't need to.
If it's mutter, he doesn't need to? I don't know about that.
Why would he tell us that this is mutter? What...
Well, the Gemara doesn't. The Gemara tells you.
The Gemara is worried about how you learn it. They're always telling the halacha, not the special cases of
halacha. He's puzzled. Morris Das is puzzled for Karban Pesach. I mean, yeah. It's, I don't know why it doesn't. But anyways, the Gemara says anyway. Well, whatever. I don't know what the reason is, but okay. Yeah, where does he say, Aro?
Yud. Perek Zion, Halacha Yud.
Halacha Yud. Kohen Aral, that's right. Yeah, Perek Zion, Halacha Yud. Kohen Aral, Osalechel, Betruma, Bidintara. Shere Nema, Tosha, Vesacha, Betruma, Venema, Tosha, Vesacha, Bepesach. Ma, Tosha, Vesacha, Homa, Pesach, Aral, Osabo, Av, Tosha, Vesacha, Homa, Betruma, Aral, Osabo. Vimacha, Logmanatara. Okay. But even though it mentions the equation, it's interesting. He doesn't mention that Hamoras Das, a Meshumet is Mutter. But that's the law. Okay.
What about the Nevet of a Kohen who's in Arab? He's also
Asa? An Evet, if the Evet is in Arab?
Yeah.
Certainly Asa. If the Kohen himself is Asa, how could they have been Mutter?
The Kohen himself is Mutter.
What?
The Kohen is Mutter.
If he's in Arab?
He's Evet.
No, he...
Interesting halacha, huh?
Yeah.
That the... Interesting halacha. You see, the different... Apparently, there are two kedushas. That's what the Rambam says in the... he doesn't say it openly, but the what do you call it? The Rambam in the Gimli Karam. And I believe the Rav mentioned it. That where the Rambam says that the... That you lose it, that if a person doesn't have these ikarim are not clear to him, so he loses, he's an Eina B'chal Yisrael. So the Rav mentioned in terms, there are two kedushas. There's a kedusha of Bechira, and then there's a kedusha of designation. Two separate kedushas. So the thing is like this, that Arlus is a kedusha of designation. Involves a kedusha of designation. That's why it doesn't matter why he's not mol. It doesn't make any difference because the arlus is a hafaras bris, because the bris creates the shem, like we mentioned, the bris itself. The mere fact that there's a bris between this group creates a shame aros, creates a shame oral. Okay, and that's why the shame oral is a posel. It's because of the din bris in Mila. Din bris in Mila. Din bris means that this group is in the bris and this group is out. Which group is out? The group that has the that are arelim. So the chalashem arelim is created by the kiyum bris. So, but the arel the arlos is it has to do with it with the designation, not with the it's not the kedushas bechira, it's the kedusha of designation. You see, so therefore, when it comes to truma, in truma it's kahuna. Kahuna is a kedusha of designation. It's not a kedushas bechira. So as long as the Yisrael is the Yisrael in designation, and even if he's a Meshumet, but he's a Yisrael in designation because he has a din of Yisrael, Mekchal Mekach, Kiddush of Kiddushin, so he has a din of Yisrael in terms of his designation, so he's kosher for Truma. But in Korban Pesach, the Kiddush is the Kiddushas Bechira. See over there. It's a kedushas bechira. So since it's a kedushas bechira, so kol benecha leyachabo. That if he's a meshumed, so then he's removed from the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. It's an interesting thing, but you see these two ideas, philosophical ideas, have a halachic representation. Have a lot of representation. The difference is truma. See, in truma there's a kiyum hamitzvah in the chefza, but not in the gavra. In other words, the truma has to be nechal ayde kahana. There's no mitzvah to kain to eat truma. He's not hungry, he's not mechayv to eat. But in Pesach is a mitzvah. There's a kiyum hamitzvah in the gavra. So, and the nature of the kiyum hamitzvah is kedushas bechira, and I mean philosophically, of course, you don't have to even say why. It's obvious that that's the whole concept of the Korban Pesach. Mishchu kol chamtzon. I mean, it's a kedushas bechira. So since it's a kedushas bechira, the meshumet is completely possible. You see, that's the reason for the halacha. Yeah. The halacha differentiates between kedushas bechira and a kedusha of designation. The aral is lacking in designation because the aralus is the bris. See, bris is designation. It means this group is in the bris, this group is outside the bris. So bris is designation. Yisrael is kedushas Yisrael is a kedushas bris, and the kedushas bris, he's a Yisrael. Doesn't matter. He's mishumet. He's still a Yisrael. Chayev and Hashav Zaveda. So the even though it's meshumet, the halacha is completely impartial. It is the impartial system. I mean, because you see, I mean, the guy's meshumet to me, but he's still kasher for a truma. This follows logical lines. It's an amazing thing, huh? Yeah. Korban Pesach is both. Okay. Very good. Yeah, that's very good. Very good. Yeah. You see, because what does Ram say? Mila. Mila Ram says. Which halacha? Perik. Perik Gimel halacha Ches. Okay. Wow. Interesting. But basically, even though he has a din of what? Of a numel. Am I right? What?
The rest
is definitely a din of a numel. He has it. Rams peg beza lochehe. You see, v'tzorch l'sakein es abosam mikan mikan le'mar sayin. If it's what? He says, cut and chips are rach, I'm a dulu, biyosa, I show you about bosa. A chiyu kilu ena mohol, ron also beis chi iskasha, im nirishu mohol, in itzorch klum. The dover zemi divrei sofer. You see? Avo menatara, afishun nira ka'orel, hol umol, ain't it sarach lamo pam shnia. So see, it doesn't matter. Okay, that's the basic halacha, correct? That's the basic halacha. Okay, it's just midrabanan. And that's what the Rambam mentions in Trumas. He mentions midrabanan, right?
Yeah.
Interesting thing in midrabanan. So, where's the Rambam again? Just a second. So the Rambam mentions that moshuch is mutalacha b'truma. But moshuch, I mean, really, one would think the Rambam doesn't have to mention it because it's good midaraisa. I mean, he could say maybe he hold it the goes midrabanan, but it's interesting. But over here, the Rambam says that definitely midaraisa is 100% good. But the Rambam in Perek Beis halacha wad halacha hey. But in Perek Gimel, what does the Rambam say? The Rambam says, which halacha? Ma'usa yarla. Shen is ganu bo agoyim. Shenema kikol agoyim arelon. Ugedola yamila. And then he says, v'chol ha-mefer brisa shel Avram vini v'niach olasa om moshcha, afa pishiyesh batar ma'asam tov, v'mein l'chol gorom abo. Amazing. But midaraisa, he's considered 100% mo'. Right? So what do you see from this? It was Ramol. So you see that in Mila there's a kiyum of Kedushas Bechira as well. That in Mila there's a kiyum of Kedushas Bechira as well. Interesting thing. So even though in terms of the Kedusha of designation, He's a mole.
Right.
But if he's Moshe Chaloso, so in turn he's a kofer in terms of his Kedushas Bechira. The Kedushas Bechira of Mila, he's a kofer in. So therefore, Zein L'chav Olam Haba. It's an amazing thing. Yeah, because why is this different than anything else? I mean, Zein L'chav Olam Haba, he should be Tully in his Kodesh Baruch Hu judgment. I mean, what's this specific over here? Why is there a specific in terms of Moshe Chaloso? But the answer is that there is a specific Kedusha in Mila itself of a Kedushas Bechira. So even though he's a Mo, but if he's Moshe Chaloso and he makes himself nearer Ke'arel, so then in terms of his Kedushas Bechira, he forfeited. And he's Ein Lecha Rom Abba. It's an interesting thing, huh? So now it's very good, the Rambam is beautiful in Trumas. Why? Because now you see why he says, Moshuch is Mutter Lecha B'Truma. Because there he is violating his Kedushas Bechira in terms of Mila.
Yeah.
But in Achilas Truma, it's not totally in Kedushas Bechira. It's totally in Kedushas, in the Kedusha of designation. Okay? So therefore, it's only divrei sofrim that he just mentions Shiyom Pam Shniyah, but basically in terms of the Psul Truma, it's not Nageh. Because Truma is not totally in Kedushas Bechira, Truma is totally in the Kedusha of designation. So it's very good why the Rambam brings it in. It's very precise. What? Yes, that's correct. That's correct. That's correct. That's right. And this would explain that this is good. This would explain our other question. Why the Rambam leave out the halacha of Meshumet? He even brings down the limit of Tosha V'Sachar. So, and that's very good. What's the answer? The answer is because he has it, really. Because he tells you that Kedushas Bechira is not Pogeya in Achilas Truma. Achilas Truma is Kedushas designation.
Actually,
and really, now you see the Gemara says, V'itztrach lemechtav, itztrach lemechtav. Why? Because one is, by Oral, I would say, because he's Moss. And by... And what? And by Nechor, because the Oral is a condition of designation, and Ben Nechor is a condition of Bechira. Okay, good. I'm sorry. If I said it wrong. Oral is a condition of designation, And ben necha kedush b'chira. Okay, go ahead. The fact that you have a separate parsha, you see, is chukas ha-pasach, shows you that achilas ha-pesach is an institution of the kiyum mitzvasa. Okay, it's a whole institution of kiyum mitzvasa. You see from the whole way the carbon set up, menuyin ala achila, achila is different over here than in achila shor kabonis. Okay. And you see the parsha says chukas ha-pasach. Okay. And it makes sense. I mean, from the Raman Perek and the last halachim Perek Tes. So what is it? What is it that that mila zechara zechara vavadav, right? Kol bnei beisav basically is ma'akev. Is ma'akev in achilas pesach? Why is it? What kind of halacha is it? You have the halach of katan also, halach of katan. That's in halach of vav. So what do you see from this? So you see that why is mila different? Why is mila? Wasn't the mila between if he allows his eved to be machal shabbos? He's also he's mechuyav al shisasa. And that's not going to do anything. So what's the what do you see the halacha is? So the halacha basically is exactly because apparently it means because it's made for bris. In other words, the fact that he's a made for bris, if he doesn't have avodov and zechorov mulim, so it's the din of made for bris. It's a din of made for bris. So, yeah, that's a different kind of a status, a different halacha. In other words, that's a posel, in Mefer Bris. What? In other words, it's a unique halacha in with regard to Mila, because of the Kiyum Bris in Mila. That's a unique halacha. It's not like Ben Echor is a Meshumet. That's a problem with his whole Kedushas Bechira. But over here it's a separate problem in terms of his Kiyum, the Din Bris in Mila. His Kiyum Bris Mila. So that you have to have a limud. Now you might you see it's a post-sale with regard to Karban Pesach. So maybe you'll think it's a post-sale with regard to Truma as well. But because it's the institution of Mila. It's the institution of Mila. And if he's a Mefer Bris, then you might say that it's a psul. Okay? Yeah. It's a separate psul. You can't say it's not the psul of Arlos because it's not Mos. You see, and it's not the psul of Kedushas Bechira because it's a mitzvah.
Right.
It's just a mitzvah, like any other mitzvah that he's chayav for zevet. But it's a separate, it's a unique psul of Mefer Bris. As long as the bris is not intact, the kiyum bris is not intact, he's not a barachi of Karban Pesach. So that's the nature of the psul. And I mean, so what should you say basically? What should you say? You should say on the surface that by truma has no shaychus, right? If somebody asks, right? Because over here it's halach in the it's halach in the whole in Moss and in the Kedushas Bechira. So it would seem that it would make sense by Pesach, but by truma it would seem to be out of place. Correct? By the way, that's an interesting thing. Nisnachru Masa of Lava Shabashamayim has a deep meaning to it. It means that whatever he does is worthless. That's what it means. You could say by a Moshech or Lasso, you could say Af Pishi Yesh L'Tara Masam Tovim. It's an interesting thing. But you can't say that about a Benecha. Benecha can't have any Torah or Masam Tovim. It's not possible. Because Nisnachru Masa, whatever he does, his premise is wrong, and everything he does is worthless. That's really the definition of Nesnach Ramasa. It means everything he does is absolutely worthless. Yeah, it would seem, Moshech by Pesach is not a psul. Moshech by Pesach, because Ram does not have such a thing, Moshech by Pesach. It's not a psul. You see, apparently he has to be a Mefer Bris in terms of his Kiyum HaMitzvah of Mila. And that he has a chiyav on avodah. It's not in terms of philosophical. In terms of his kiyam on mitzvah. So he's lacking in the bris in terms of his fulfilling his requirements, his halachic requirements, vis-a-vis milah.
Yeah.
So that's where that halacha makes him a mefer bris. He's not involved in kiyum bris, and therefore he's not a barachi of the carbon. So I would say like this. I mean, I haven't got any rice for it, but I would say like this. That the thing is like this. The question is, what is the psul by Mila Savodov? Is the psul because he is boet bebris, like he's made for bris, or is it simply because his kiyum mitzvah of milo, his kiyum bris milo is lacking? He's lacking in his kiyum bris milo. Or is it because he's mefer? He's considered a mefer bris. Now, what's the difference? I would say like this: that if you learn pshat as a mefer bris, so then you could say that it's also an oro, because you have a term arle lev and arle basar. So there's an arle lev, and that's a chal Hashem. So then you could say that it's an extension of the psul of arlos. But here the psul arlos is a psul of arle lev, you see, because he's mefer bris. And you could say it's a chal Hashem in him, and it's a psul. So, or you could say that if you say that way, if you learn that the fact that he's not mal his avodim is because he's mefer bris, so then you could say that it's an extension of the psul of alos. How is an extension of psul of alos? Alelev. Okay. But if you say that the psul is because he has failed to be mekayim in the kiyum bris, which he is, halachically, he's lacking in the kiyum bris, so then by truma, it doesn't apply. Because the fact that he's lacking in the kiyum bris doesn't make him lack in designation. I mean, you could say if he lacks in designation, if he lacks in kiyum bris, maybe you'll say if he willfully lacks in kiyum bris, so then he is, through his will, he lacks in designation. You could say that. I mean, I'm not sure. You could say that. But the only thing I can say for sure is that the other way, if you learn that it's an extension of arlos, then it would have to apply to truma. Okay? Yeah, I mean, so basically we did answer the problem, now that we think about it. In other words, the problem was, why do you have to have bow to tell you by truma that it's okay? Right? That was the question. So the answer is, because if you learned it as an extension of the psul arlis, so then it would apply to truma. Kamash malam not. Now, why not? You could say, either you'll say because the... you say, why not? Because it's a... either you'll say it's a psul in what? No, the psul is because he lacks in kiyum bris. Lacking in kiyum bris, you could say. Or you could say that what... Or you could say there's a mefer bris. Or you could say there's a mefer bris. Either way, you could say there's a mefer bris. But it's not an extension of psul arlos. That's good. Okay, good.